This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our spotlight this evening, I'm joined by the CEO of Petrofund, Nilien Mulemi.
Thank you very much, Angie.
Tell us, who is Nilien Mulemi?
I'm a very ordinary Namibian girl who grew up in a very ordinary family, but I've always have ambitions to make a difference in people's lives, and I'm very privileged that I managed to complete my education at what was a polytechnic then, which is now NUST. I did a cost accounting national diploma at that time. I proceeded to do a bachelor's degree in accounting at the University of Namibia. Then I had an opportunity to go to the UK to complete a master's degree in finance. I came back to the country and I completed a degree in law. So I've got two degrees. The degree in law, I completed it at UNAM as well. So I'm a graduate of our Namibia's university system. And my first real job, you won't believe this, I got a job as a manager at Kentucky Fried Chicken, which I did for a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
Very good opportunity, because it allowed me as a young person to sharpen my skills of working and leading others. So in a nutshell, really, this is who I am.
Can you tell us, what are your hobbies?
You know, when I was younger, I enjoyed reading a lot. You know, I could lay my hands on whatever I could get, and I read a lot. From fiction, real life biographies, I read a lot of such books. As I grew up, got busy. I read a lot on what is happening on the global space. I read a lot on what is happening in the economic setup of our country, but also at a global space. I have that curiosity of understanding what exactly is happening in the world, but also what exactly is happening in my country. How can we learn from experiences of others so that we can benchmark, look for good practices, but where things are not broken and they are working very well, how can we scale up and do more of that kind of work? When I have an opportunity, I like watching documentaries. I'm not a person who would sit and watch movies and films and things like that, but documentaries about real life experiences, I enjoy watching that. I also enjoy watching, you won't believe this, aircraft-related documentaries. One of the careers that I wanted to pursue when I was younger, I wanted to be a pilot. So I always take interest in understanding why planes, for instance, would encounter accidents and investigations associated with that. Yeah, if I have time, the time is becoming less and less lately. Thank you.
I think that there we can say we've got a lot in common, because I also love documentaries and watching anything on planes. So, yes, we've got a lot in common there.
I'm pleased to know that. Thanks.
And then, Nilien, how does your personality tie into the role of a CEO, and what inspired you to pursue this role?
Angie, I'm a person who listens a lot. I pay attention to the views of others. And I believe that that has helped me a lot to lead and work with others. I'm also a person who thinks a lot about the future. So I always spend time in thinking about the vision that we want to aspire as an individual, but also if I lead as an organization. I also like, when I know something, I want to share it with others. If I know that something works very well by doing it in a certain manner, I spend time in passing the knowledge and the information to others. I also like spending a lot of time planning. How can I get this done within a certain specified period of time, but also with the resources that I have? So I believe those attributes have assisted me to work with others, lead others, but make sure that whoever is on my team is given space to contribute and play a role. I'm a firm believer of innovation, that when there is a good solution to do something, we explore it and adopt it. I also encourage others to think outside the building, because the box has become too small. So I want us to do things in a disruptive manner, but it's got to work. It has to be funded, and it has to have a leader who drives it and excels it. I believe those attributes have helped me work with others, inspire them, and work together towards a common goal.
Nillian, since taking the reins at Petrofund, how have you adapted your leadership style over the time?
Angie, I've been managing the Petrofund during a time when not many people were aware that Namibia had a potential of having hydrocarbons. The fund's mandate, as said by the government when it was established, was to ensure that should we have hydrocarbons, we should have very well-trained Namibians that we can deploy towards the sector. So I was working with a firm belief that one day Namibia would discover oil and gas. I also knew that energy is a key component to drive economic growth. So I always knew that. And we, because of that firm belief, we made sure that we understood what is oil and gas, how does the sector, how is the sector structured? So we understood that the very early stage of oil and gas is really focused on exploration. So we wanted to make sure that we had skills that would drive exploration, meaning that skills that can drive making sure that there's investment in searching and finding the oil. Now we have found the oil. The next conversation is, how do we make sure we extract it safely, but also how do we make sure that we have Namibians that can participate in the sector? It's right now extremely exciting, extremely busy, but at the same time, it's very crucial in terms of the window that we have to prepare ourselves as a country. Initially, it was Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy driving investment. It was National Oil Company as a key participant that made sure that there was a take by the government at all times. And then there was the Petrofund that was driving the participation of the workforce. Now, we would like to see that all key stakeholders support the sector, from the financial sector, the banking sector, the media yourselves in that space, construction industry. It's just about everything that must come to the play and support the sector. So at this stage, really, we are encouraging all other sectors that have a role to play to learn as much as they can about the sector, consult us when they have doubts so that we can provide the necessary guidance. But it's a resource that will change and assist the government in addressing all sorts of economic challenges that we have because of the financial gain that we stand to get. So we're very excited, and we believe that we've had an opportunity to work in the sector when there was less activity. We've learned a lot because we've engaged and collaborated with stakeholders that are producing oil and gas. We can still continue learning, but this is a time to take necessary action and get ready for this emerging sector.
What legacy do you want to leave behind once your journey continues beyond Petrofund? What would you like to be remembered for?
Angie, I would like to be remembered as a leader that ensured that Namibia had maximum benefit from its extractive industries through the workforce that we have trained, getting senior jobs and supporting their families. So I'd like to remember as a leader that ensured that we benefited from the extractive industries. I also like to be remembered as a leader that made sure that we had good governance. We have resources that we are contributed by our stakeholders, the operators, those that acquire licenses from our country. We should look after those resources so that they outlive our generation. And these are the structures that we have put in place as a fund, that we are prudent in the way we manage our resources, that we don't have practices that will jeopardize the way we manage our resources. There shouldn't be any corruption, if I may call it what it is. I also want to be remembered who ensured that all those that had the necessary competences were given the opportunity. So the opportunities were open to all Namibians that had the interest, had the competency, and were willing. I also want to be remembered as somebody who inculcated the culture of protecting our environment, making sure that all the activities that we do as a sector are done in the safe manner. I believe if I can leave this legacy behind, as a country, we can benefit from the extractive industries for many years to come, post my tenure as a leader of the organization.
Lillian, thank you so much. It was lovely having you.
Thank you very, very much, Angie, and thank you for having me.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDIB, Mining for Good.